Businesses where we have solution-focused people will be more successful than those who don't. Finding faults is easy to do. Finding solutions, that's a different story. We don't need inspectors. We need problem solvers.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Andy Carlson, the founder and president of the Intentional Living Center and your advocate for the family. Today marks the final session of Dr. Randy's series, Intentional Living at Work. Now, to help you be intentional for your work, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt. And I do welcome you to the Intentional Living Center today and here in this month of December 7th. 76 years ago today, Pearl Harbor, as we remember that very important day in history. It's also an important day in the Carlson household. It's my wife's birthday. Happy birthday, Donna. And she is not 76. Another year than it wasn't the same 1941, okay? But happy birthday, Donna. And, of course, we are so thankful for all men and women who serve in the country's military and your service to the country. We appreciate it. We're going to wrap up this series on intentional workplace relationships. Let's get on over to the teaching studio where we'll do that right now. Number five, I believe it's important to share the toys. I get that picture because you ever seen kids in a sandbox? You know, you get the kids in the sandbox and there's a toy and it's mine. Let's face it. You all know this. You've all had people that you've dealt with in your lifetime who didn't share the toys and they were miserable to work with. Right? And when that occurs, they get shut out, they get isolated. So learning to work together as a team is a powerful thing. Number six is be solutions focused, being focused on solutions. Anyone can find a fault. It doesn't take any skill to tell me what's wrong. I mean, I know it, and you know it. But I'll tell you something, it takes a person of real character to come and say, here's three things I'd suggest maybe we could do to solve this problem. The first thought we should have in terms of our lives and our marriages is how do we solve this problem? How do we solve it? So we both win. So in this case, the ministry wins. So people who are listening and those who are part of the ministry win. So we can reach more people for Christ. In businesses where we have solution-focused people will be more successful than those who don't. Finding faults, it's easy to do. Finding solutions, that's a different story. We don't need inspectors, we need problem solvers. Critics, I shared with you in a lesson a month or two ago that the number one predictor that marriage will fail is criticism. And I think that's true in the work relationship as well. When we have a critical spirit, when we see what somebody else is not doing right, and we approach it in a critical manner, ultimately, we don't focus on the problem and solve the problem. You could probably think in the ministry right now several problems, you know, little issues that could be fixed. And it's easy to look and say, well, that's somebody else's issue, or why don't they solve that problem, or why doesn't that department deal with that, or why don't we address this issue? But if we could see it from the standpoint of how can I contribute to bring some solutions, not that the solutions will be accepted or they're going to be implemented, they may not be. We don't do it just to be right. I can tell you, how many times do I bring solutions to problems to our leadership team and they very kindly and with all due respect point out the stupidity of my solution, see? And that's what we need, iron sharpening iron, being able to speak with each other, but to be focused on how do we solve problems. One of the problems we have in Washington right now is nobody's solving problems. What we have is bickering and fighting and disagreement and finger-pointing. And unfortunately, we don't have men and women who are sitting down and saying, how do we solve this problem? And I know it's a reflection of what goes on in our culture, unfortunately, but getting back to being solution-focused. Number seven, people who want to work themselves out of a job and really enjoy what they do in service, they know how to get along with people. Robert Bolton wrote a book a number of years ago called People Skills, and I can still remember what he said in the first chapter. He said 80% of people that fail at work do so because they can't get along with people. I think the two biggest things on this list is attitude and getting along with people. Attitude and getting along with people. I just wanted to make an observation about getting along with people. It's important that, number one, you see it their way first before you expect them to see it your way second. What I mean is to be able to hear the other person, get behind the eyes of the other person. It doesn't mean that what their view is going to be right or correct, but to listen, to be heard. Isn't it important to be understood? There's something, the way we're wired as human beings is just to be understood, just to be listened to. Even if you don't do it, just to be heard. That's why restaurants and other places give you comment cards. Doesn't it feel good? You got it in there and you put it in the box. You just felt good sharing it. It might go right in a wastebasket, but I'll tell you, it felt good sharing it. And to be able to be in a situation in communication where I want to hear you before you hear me, that's a hard thing to do, because so often in our marriages, I keep going back to marriage and family because that's the core of our mission. That's why we're here. But in the working relationship, the same thing. We want to be heard before we want to hear. We want people to hear us because I'm right. And we don't stop to really listen to the other person. Number two, listen without interruption or criticism. Boy, I tell you, we're constantly thinking of what we're going to say while they're saying it to us. To listen with our whole being. I've shared with you when I was going through the university, getting my master's degree in counseling, I took a whole class on listening. I think I passed the class. I don't know if Donna would agree, but I passed the class. But we did a whole, can you imagine a whole semester just focused on how to listen? A whole class. We sat around, talked to each other, and just, you know, how do you feel, and how are you, and how am I? And very strange. And I tell the story that one of my cohorts at school, she was also at the law school getting a law degree. So she would talk about being over to law school where nobody listens to anybody, nobody trusts anybody, and everything is adversarial. Then she'd come over to the counseling department where we're all touchy and feeling, how are you doing, how are you feeling, how's your day? But listen without interruption and criticism. Just listen. Number three is don't gossip.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching series in just a moment.
It's so easy to get distracted this time of year. Schedules, the lights, the festivities, it goes on and on.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's Parkey Thompson, our intentional financial coach.
So many people go into debt and delay, maybe even prevent, their ability to achieve true financial peace. Not recognizing the season for what it is allows us to allow things to put or even keep us on the wrong path. One thing will help. Stop and recognize the true reason for the season. It's not all about the lights, the glitter, or even the material gifts. It is about the gift of Christ to mankind and His birthday that we celebrate. Focusing on the season is a must. Being intentional with the season and what it means will have a direct impact on your holiday and your overall finances. For Intentional Living, I'm Parkey Thompson.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Do you want to finish strong?
What were Christ's last words on the cross? It is finished. See, God is a God of finishing. He's not a God of just starting.
Dr. Randy has some great encouragement and godly counsel for you in his full-length DVD, Finishing Strong. Finishing Strong features in-depth teaching on 10 principles to help you finish everything in life and finish well. Become a member of Intentional Living today, and with your ongoing monthly gift, you'll receive the Finishing Strong DVD and Donna Carlson's beautiful 16x20 watercolor print, featuring the 10 Finishing Strong statements as a reminder. You'll also receive Dr. Randy's monthly coaching, all with our thanks. So go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Thanks.
Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy as he continues today's teaching.
And I tell the story that one of my cohorts at school, she was also at the law school getting a law degree. So she would talk about being over to law school where nobody listens to anybody, nobody trusts anybody, and everything is adversarial. Then she'd come over to the counseling department where we're all touchy and feeling, how are you doing, how are you feeling, how's your day? But listen without interruption and criticism. Just listen. Number three is don't gossip. Don't gossip. And I wrote this down. People who gossip to you will gossip about you. And boy, do we know that. We've all experienced it. Whenever I hear someone come to me and say, did you know, and tell me something about somebody else, I'm thinking they're going to go right out and tell somebody about me. That's why when people come and talk about you all, do you realize they do that from time to time? I take it as a grain of salt. And that's why I will come if there's ever an issue and say, is this true? Take their hand and say, is this true? If that's true, let's deal with it. Isn't that what God calls us to do? See? If it's not true, then blow it off. If it is true, then you deal with the truth. You deal with the truth. If we deal with anything other than truth, it becomes gossip. And then number four, help others succeed. Man, if we can be in a mode that I help you succeed, because I know when you succeed, they're going to succeed, and when they succeed, they're going to succeed, and ultimately the whole ministry succeeds. So our goal is to help each other succeed. Just some thoughts on getting along with other people. Number eight, pray for your boss and your coworkers. Prayer changes hearts. It changes their hearts and changes our hearts. And I have to confess, I don't every day get up and pray for you all, but I need to. I need to make that intentional decision to pray individually every day for each of you. Because I know you're all facing stuff. I got stuff. You got stuff. All God's people got stuff. And there's a poem, a song, a title of my next book, All God's People Got Stuff. That actually might work. but the reality is we all got things that we're facing, and we need prayer from each other, don't we? We need prayer and support. Because when I pray for you, my heart changes toward you. When you pray for me, I think your heart changes toward me. It's just the way it is. And then number nine, share the credit. Stealing credit for an idea or a work product that wasn't truly yours alone will cost you. We need to be inclusive in terms of when there's an idea, praise the people. Give them the credit for it. Boy, that's important. It's easy to just take a piece of the credit yourself, but share the credit. Because I'll tell you what, if you're not a person that shares the credit, it's going to cost you, because that gets around too. And there's something about when somebody has an idea, we kind of want to, you know, even though we're not to be proud, we want to kind of own that. That was something that was my idea. I like to be included in sharing that. We build each other up when we share the credit. And then number 10, the title, work yourself out of a job. Because see, ultimately the goal here is not to come to Family Life Radio or Intentional Living Center just as a job. And I say to those who are supporting, those of you that own your own businesses or you work outside the home, just, you know, we just don't go to, I hope it's just not getting up and going to a job. Life is so short. You know, when we get to the end of our time on this earth, people are going to remember us for a lot of different things. And some of it may be what we do, but mostly it'll be more about who we are, the kind of people we are. And I think coming to a place like this where we can serve, and frankly, we get compensated and we have benefits and we can be in a Christian environment and we can pray together and we can come to chapel and we can serve other people and we can reach the world with this message of living intentionally in Christ is a pretty neat thing to do. Because we could be out doing other things of much less significance than this. But to be able to come and do this in a way that we say, hey, this isn't just a job. This is an opportunity to serve. Yeah, we got issues. We got departmental issues. We got policies from time to time. We got politics. You got bureaucracy. You got personalities. You got all the stuff that happens with human relationships. And it'll always happen. And we're never going to walk out of a chapel and say, we've got all that fixed, because we're going to walk right back into the reality. But if our attitude is to say, these 10 things make sense, how can I work myself out of a job? Because ultimately, when I get to the end of my life, I don't want to look back and say, hey, I wasted 45 years just going to work, but that I was able to serve the Lord. This is where he planted me. And go back to the scripture that we started with. Whatever you do, Paul says, work at it with all of your heart as unto the Lord. That's my passion for us as a team. And for those of you who are listening to CD, members of our Intentional Living family. Thanks for allowing me to share with you a little bit, just sharing with the family here, our staff. And I think it's applicable to you and your work and your relationships as well. We always enjoy hearing from you, and I know as a team we thank you for your support. And I think it would be just appropriate for us as a team to express to our donors how much we appreciate their support for the ministry. God bless you. Thank you so much. Lord, thank you for this time together. We do pray that you will bless those listening who are growing in their own lives and their commitment to live intentionally in you. Give them courage today to carry on with whatever you've given them in front of them for these hours. As a team here, I pray that we'll just reflect on these 10 things and think of one or two that we can just embrace today to say, today, my one thing is that one point from the lesson today. And that will be intentional, that we can have a work environment that's pleasing to you. In Christ's name, amen. We're live back here in our studio, wrapping up this series on intentional workplace relationships over the years of service. In my own case, you know, we've learned, we grow, we change, we mature, hopefully, as we learn that ultimately we're working on to the Lord, we're serving Him, and our goal should be to make sure that we honor Him in all that we do. We've been talking about this series as one of the five essential areas of life and being intentional in. And I want to thank those who are supporting the ministry to allow us to do this. You make it possible. And here in December, as we're starting now in the last 3 weeks of the year, to remind you that your support will make a huge difference. Thank you for standing with us. About 20% of all the support comes in between now and the end of the year, and we appreciate you being one of those who help us get over the top. If you join us as a new member, sharing a gift, and then joining us in a monthly membership, we want to send you a beautiful print with a painting done by my wife, Donna, called Finishing Strong, along with the DVD that teaches those 10 principles on that print. And it's our gift to you right now. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, click on Donate. We appreciate your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Well, what I'm doing is trying to be as flexible and versatile as possible. Right now, I'm basically doing the work of three people. I've got I'm doing plan review. I do some of the office inspections that they need, and I'm doing some of the admin work that they need in the office also.
I'm a truck driver, and I drive cross country. I'm like my own boss, so I can talk to who I want to any way I want to. But I spread the word of God to every single person I run across. Oh, man, I'm a CB radio with the people I just meet at places to load and unload, truck stops.
What I do for Intentional Living is I work to basically glorify God, not myself. And the way I do that is with a teachable heart. Basically, I feel that I am reliable among the management, and the management can come to me and ask me to do whatever they need to get done. And in the situation as it is right now, being teachable and being able to learn new things, and the management knowing that they can rely on me to do those things, has really helped out the management in situations where they may have to cut back in certain areas.
Become a member of Intentional Living and receive a monthly teaching on CD from Dr. Randy Carlson. He'll teach you practically and biblically as you tap into God's purposes for your life.
And the first evidence of God's love for us was He sacrificed. If you're going to write down a word, write down the word sacrifice. God sent His Son as a sacrifice for you and for me.
Become a monthly member who helps reach people with the vital message of living life intentionally. Call 888-888-1717 or go to theintentionallife.com.
If you've got a minute, I'll give you two ways to help you with those prima donnas at work.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Linda Swindling, our intentional workplace expert.
Have you ever experienced work drama with people who blame you for their mistakes or take credit for your work? Maybe somebody who complains to get attention and be noticed. Well, those are prima donnas. They spread gossip, they're always striving for the spotlight, and they blame you. To negotiate with prima donnas, do two things. One, acknowledge their behavior. Let them know you've seen what they're doing. And two, don't get lost in their drama. Their exaggerated stories are attempts to lead you off course. Instead, remind them that positive recognition for a job well done is much better than creating negative impressions. For Intentional Living, I'm Linda Swindling.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
Indeed, that is Linda Swindling. A little spot that we do on different topics of the essential areas of life. You know, we talk about health, talk about finance and our family, and then Linda joins us talking about workplace. And that spot is aired around the country on hundreds of radio stations and online around the world. But Linda's here with us live today as well. Linda, welcome to Intentional Living.
Well, thanks for having me, Randy.
Well, thank you for coming. I know this is your expertise as an attorney and workplace expert, and you deal with a lot of, and you've written on this topic of difficult people in the workplace. Let me start by asking you this. We know when we have a difficult person, but how do we know when perhaps we're the difficult person? Is there some way of assessing how we're being perceived by others?
Absolutely. I know you all have a link to my two assessments, Spot Your Complainer's Type.
Right.
The one that I have found that was surprising that people wanted was, am I seen as a complainer? And if so, how much? So you can definitely go on there and figure out, you know, how am I complaining maybe, and am I doing it frequently? What I see is, you know, the thing that I will start, talking negatively. Or maybe I say, oh, I'm so sick and tired of this. Oh, I just hate this. I'll start saying things out loud, or I'll start behavior. My behavior is I get very, very, very bossy around here. So when things aren't going my way, all of a sudden I'm very bossy to try to get things done, to try to handle things. So what you want to know is, what is it that you're doing that, you know, oh no, and we all know what that thing, oh no, I cannot believe I'm whining that much, or oh, why am I sounding like this? Then you've got to back up, take a breath, and say, what's stressing me out so much that I would behave this way?
Yeah. That's a good thing. You know, we do this 360-degree kind of assessment from time to time with staff, but maybe you're not in a place where you do that. But it would be valuable if staff could, and maybe they won't be honest with you, but try to get some feedback, even from people you work with. How can I be a stronger, better employee? Getting feedback from others is healthy as well, I'm assuming.
Absolutely. One of the groups I used to work with, Vistage, does a plus delta. And plus is, what went well this week? And what should I change going forward? And you can do that all the time. You can ask your family, hey, as a wife, what am I doing well? What could I change to be a better wife for you next week? It's the same thing at work. Hey, peers, what went well this week in our department, or dealing with clients or dealing with our customers? What can we change? And that'll start giving you some feedback. Hey, boss, what did I do well this week that you liked? And what could I change to do better? That might help one of those Facebook postings that said, you know, I'm not getting any feedback other than negative. Well, maybe you need to ask for it. What did I do well so I can give you more of that?
Good idea. Linda, thanks for being with us today. We ran out of time, but, boy, there's a lot more. We'll have to have you back another time soon and continue this discussion.
That sounds great.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
All right.
God
bless you. Talking about difficult people in the workplace today with Linda Swindling.
Hi, this is Steve Tanner with Intentional News for your life at work. Presenteeism is a growing phenomenon at workplaces around the country. It happens when people show up to work who really shouldn't be there. And many times, depression is a factor. And it hurts the employee and the business.
The cost of depression, both because of the high prevalence and because of the impact on the job, is estimated to be something on the order of $44 billion annually in lost productivity in the United States.
Dr. Deborah Lerner is part of Right Direction, an online resource to help people dealing with depression at work.
Depression is a very tricky condition to recognize. It has a variety of symptoms, a constellation of symptoms, and so people often aren't aware that they have depression, or they think they may have depression. It's also very difficult to look at somebody and to be able to tell that they have depression.
We bring you this story not to depress you or make you think you or everybody else at your workplace is depressed, but to make you aware of potential problems and to encourage you to seek wise counsel should you ever face the challenge of depression. Find out more for your workplace health on our highlights page at theintentionallife.com. For Intentional Living, I'm Steve Tanner.
Thank you, Steve. That is a very important reminder, especially here at the end of the year, because we know the holidays can really exacerbate feelings of depression or loneliness. Maybe it's been a particularly difficult year for you in financial terms, or maybe medically or relationally. You're facing this first Christmas season maybe alone for the first time. There's many reasons that can create the environment where you're going to feel lonely or depressed. And if you do, seek some help. Get help. Not only are you going to feel better, is it going to help you, but it'll make you more productive in the workplace as well. And supporting those that we work with every day, remembering everyone has a battle and a challenge in their life, for sure. We've been talking about workplace relationships. Again, we'd love to hear your comments on this topic. If you call us at 888-1717 and press number 2, our comment line. The question is, on our deathbed, are we going to look back and be able to say that I served other people as much as I wanted to be served? That doesn't mean we don't serve ourselves. And like that airplane announcement, I got to make sure I put my spiritual mask on. I got to make sure I'm breathing the right air and I'm taking care of myself so I can serve other people. But the question is, on my deathbed, is it going to be more about me or is it going to be more about my service to other people? That's a good reminder. And I want to say thank you to members, men and women. God bless you. Thank you. Singles, thank you. Businesses who support, people sharing with us $1 a day, $30 a month, some giving single gifts. You all make it possible for us to do what we do through our radio and our Intentional Living Center and our outreaches here and around the world. And I've shared with you, maybe you've heard me share, that in this month of December, each and every year, about 20% of the entire support for the year comes in this giving month. And that's no exception this year. And in fact, we've been a little bit behind. And I want to ask you, I'm just going to flat out ask you to do something very special if this ministry has made a difference in your life, and that is to stand up and support it in a generous way, maybe with a single gift, or join us in monthly support and share a gift this month to help us close out the year. And as you share a gift, everyone who does will make sure you receive the Finishing Strong, a beautiful watercolor print by my wife Donna, ready to be framed along with the 10 principles that I teach on that topic. And for those who join us in monthly support, we'll add the DVD teaching on that topic along with monthly teaching each and every month. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. We'll be back again tomorrow with more Intentional Living. I hope you come and join us then. Thanks for joining us.